the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 29th of March 2022, is Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. We reflect on the theme, Do You Want to Be Well Again? My dear brothers, my dear sisters, as human beings, we are susceptible to various forms of ailments, physical, emotional, psychological, or spiritual. The passage we read today from Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 1 and following tells us of the vision of the prophet Ezekiel, in which he was shown the body of water that flowed from the temple. And he prophesied that wherever the water of the river flowed, it would bring healing and wholesome life to all things, in the water and in the surrounding. Whatever plant that comes in contact with it will never wither, neither will it fail to produce fruits in season and out of season. The water will be so potent because it will flow from the sanctuary of God. Hence, the healing and the life it gives is divine. It is the same body of water that we hear about in the gospel passage from John chapter 5, the one that the paralytic at Bethesda came to for healing. But the paralytic could not get the desired healing since he was not the quickest to reach the pool when it was stirred. When Jesus saw him, he knew how long he had had to endure such disappointment, pain, and frustration. He knew that for 48 years, the paralyzed man had sought healing, but none came. Jesus had compassion upon him, but posed a very important question to the man, Do you want to be well again? That, my dear friends, is a very telling question. It tells us that sometimes we can get so used to a bad situation and it becomes so comfortable that we are very reluctant to be set free. In fact, we may even resist the attempt to set us free. As Christians, we could get so comfortable with sin that we resist any attempt to help us make a firm resolution to amend our lives. For instance, we can get so comfortable with telling lies, giving or receiving bribes, practicing tribalism, adultery, fornication, or stealing. We may be so stuck in the weaknesses of anger, jealousy, quarreling, envy, and so on. We may be involved or aiding abortion or any other form of evil. We may be enjoying the pleasures and the benefits of sinful situations that we will become complacent without any sincere desire to quit and amend our ways. Consequently, the question of Jesus to the paralytic can be rightly addressed to each and every one of us. Do we truly desire, during this holy season of Lent, to quit sin and return to God? There may be some among us who may be feeling discouraged due to the length of time a particular sin has persisted in their lives, and how many attempts to break away have ended in futility. You only need to think about the 48 long and frustrating years of the paralytic in order to see that God can cause changes to occur no matter how long the situation of sin has persisted. Our Lord did not need the water of the pool to heal the paralytic because He is the living water which came down from heaven. He brought joy and wholeness to the life of the paralytic. He awaits us at the confessional to give us healing and restoration, irrespective of how long and how far we may have gone astray. Will you accept today the healing forgiveness of God? Do you want to be well again? As we begin this day, I bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.